Hello, everybody. John the Fantasy Horseman here. It's Monday afternoon. Just want to go over the heroes and zeros for Monday night last night. Stayed up for, I would say, most of the game, well, halftime. So I'll do the Seahawks first. Some of these players. Russell Wilson had 230 yards passing, one touchdown. Six rushes for 12 yards. I wouldn't say it was a great game. Okay game, I guess. Chris Carson is back from his injury. I do have him in one of my leagues. I am happy about that. Eight rushes for 41 yards, but he did get a touchdown. And also had two catches for 18 yards. I'm assuming they're just, they'll probably give him more work. They're probably just easing him in. Carlos Hyde had 15 carries for 22 yards, an awful average. And he had two catches for 7 yards. So, any Chris Carson owner, if Carlos Hyde is out there for the playoffs, I probably would be picking him up, and I'd probably be picking him up myself. Okay, we'll do the receivers. There's really only one to talk about, but I'll talk about the other ones too. DK Metcalf is just in another class. 10 catches for 177 yards. They just couldn't cover him. He didn't get a touchdown, but he's still had a very good night. Tyler Lockett, three catches for 23 yards. Not great. David Moore had a very odd stat line. Three catches for minus 6 yards, but he did have a touchdown. I don't believe he's relevant. I mean, I would still be playing Lockett, but I would be leery. The best guy to play, obviously, is DK Metcalf. That seems to be his favorite target. Tight ends just don't seem to be relevant. Hollister, two catches for 11 yards. I wouldn't be bothered with any of these tight ends for Seattle. All right, let me get to the Eagles. Carson Wentz, about 219 yards, two touchdowns. Did have one interception. I think he had some rushing yards, too. He had five rushes for 42 yards. That's pretty good for Wentz rushing. Jalen Hurts came in, was 1 for 1 with 6 yards passing. I figured he would be getting a little more work. But Eagles coaches don't seem to be wanting to commit to him. Okay, rushing. Miles Sanders, not a great game at all. 6 carries for 15 yards. And he also had 2 catches for 7 yards. So that's not a great night. Well, none of the running backs really did anything. Boston Scott had 2 carries for 7 yards. And Corey Clement had one carry for 6 yards. Not great. Well, they did catch some pep. Boston Scott caught 5 balls for 40 yards. I guess the best pass catchers for the Eagles have been the tight ends. Dallas Goedert had 7 catches for 75 yards and 1 touchdown. Richard Rodgers had 3 catches for 53 yards. And that last play, I guess the Hail Mary for a touchdown. Travis Fulgham, I'm glad I dropped him in my league. He's just not. With Alshon Jeffrey back, I don't know, he just doesn't get many targets. Although I don't know why. I think he's better than Alshon Jeffrey. 2 catches for 16 yards. Alshon Jeffrey, 2 catches for 15 yards. Jalen Reagor, 3 catches for 11 yards. And Greg Ward and John Hightower, like a catch each. So the wide receivers, I believe, have to step up a little better than this. And actually, the running backs weren't that great either. I don't think Wentz maybe played that. I don't think Wentz played that bad this game. He's going to need a little more help. The tight ends were the best players on the field for offense for the Eagles. Well, anyway, that's the recap. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow. I might have some waiver pickups, waiver ads. So enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.